Right. That nonce,
yeah,
that N word.
Jay-Z songs.
Yeah.
I'm doing all the words. Right.
Can
we are.
Put them up on the screen?
Right. We're going live now.
Fuck off, we're self-isolated.
Hello, welcome to Inside In, Living La Vida Lockdown. It is me, Rob Mulholland, your host. Today I am joined by more hilarious comedian guests who are very easy to book because no one's working. I'll introduce you to them. To my side here, we have got Scouse, angry man who also drives a taxi. It's Rob Thomas.
No star, I'm not. I'm star of fuck all.
Star of fucking, yeah. Mate, I was struggling then. Like, what credits have we got?
I know,
star of Facebook arguments.
I saw you when you done Kay Kidd and Paul Smith's and Adam Rose. And you were like listing all credits. I was like, oh, I'm going to be on today. And he's going to go, Rob Thomas
is here. And star of, oh man, Live at the Apollo several times. Underneath me, it's Tom Stade. How you doing, man? Good to see you.
Hey, how you doing, Robbie?
I'm good, man. Good
Excellent.
To have you with us.
Well, I'm enjoying this new technology, Rob.
I think my new technology is slightly dropping in and out for people watching the stream. So
well,
I think
I already read an article on this Zoom stuff that they were using it to help kids learn in South Korea, and then somebody, whatever, I don't know what the word is, but like threw in a virus, and then all the kids got to look at a bunch of dick pics, and I thought, wow,
mate, yeah,
this is awesome technology.
It's
man.
Great stuff, man. It happened to my my agent.
I hope
ran
the
an
dudes
online
that
thing.
Did that throw in a big dick pic right now.
Oh, man, if anyone can hack this Zoom chat to chuck up
hack,
dicks on screen,
that's the word.
I am all over that shit. It happened to my we're on YouTube, not fucking deep web, mate. Keep it fucking away.
Like, a dick pic would add to this conversation.
Oh, mate, it would only help, to be honest with you. Like it happened to, my agent tried to run one of those online gigs, and someone just kept flashing a massive, enormous dick on the screen every time he went to talk. It was very funny. He was very upset, to be fair. That wasn't fair. But,
do you know, Rob, I've never seen a dick pic. I've never seen one.
You've never seen a photograph of a penis?
Well, I've seen a photograph of a penis in a magazine.
Right.
But I've never joined in on the whole awesomeness of the dick pic, man.
Yeah, but you've been with your missus for ages, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, she wants to take a picture of it. Like, if I sent my gal a picture of my dick, she'd just go, why?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, I've seen it. I'm not interested anymore. Like,
like really? You couldn't have just sent me a nice poem?
Like, you know, there is a point where, like, your partner will just stop pretending that they're interested in your dick. You know, it's just like...
Was it ever a really big thing? Like, how did... I always... Okay, just for on the sake of starting a train down, let's just go.
Sure.
But, I mean, I think about the very first one. There always has to be the first one.
Yeah.
Where he goes, you'll never believe what I did. I sent Cynthia a picture of my dick, and now we're dating. Like, and then it would have been, ooh, maybe I should send one to Susan. And now it's just got out of hand.
Yeah, and like the first ones will have been on like a Nokia as well, like an old one with like a 5-pixel camera.
Yeah. Yeah, and you didn't even think it was a dick pic. You just thought it was a weird game of snake.
Like, Rob, have you ever sent a dick pic?
Yes, that's
yes.
Yes.
Like, yeah, that's a yes.
In the last 2 years, and it was just like, it's just ironic now. I'm married, aren't I? So anytime I send a dick pic, it's just in irony. It's just like, way, have a look at this.
It's not like sexy. Yeah, yeah. Like,
no.
I also like, I whenever, like, I've sent a few in my time, all consensual. They were all asked for. You know, they were like reciprocal. But like, I always liked jazzing.
Who asked you, Rob? Well, sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
No, go for it, man. You're welcome to interrupt with questions. It's like fucking question time. This. Who asked you?
Yeah. What was the girl's name that said, "Hey, Rob, you know it'd be really cool if I could see a picture of your dick."
Well, you'd be surprised,
Rob,
Tom.
Another Rob.
You'd be surprised at several troubled women.
Wow. Awesome.
I always like jazzing it up. Like, I'd make like props. Like, I made a little bow tie once. Or like, tell you what's perfect. You know, innocent smoothies sometimes have little woolly hats as a promotional tool. Yeah, those hats fit perfectly on a bell end. So, you know, like, I'd just make a little winter scene.
That's so awesome and creative, Rob.
That's it. I was showing my artistic side at the same time.
See, that doesn't even feel creepy, though. Once you put a hat
it
on
was. It really
and
was.
Give it hands, it just feels like it could sponsor something.
Mate, you've clearly never seen a dick with hands. That is terrifying. A dick with opposable thumbs is not what we fucking need.
Oh, wow. That's just some cock going.
Surely that'd be great for women, though.
What if it had hands? So it could work like a rabbit,
well,
I guess.
Every decent dildo I've ever seen has got one of them little sticky bits as well.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The shaft, then a little sticky bit. And I've always like wondered, what's that sticky bit for? But imagine.
You've wondered what it's for. It's for the clitoris.
What are them? I know what it's for, really. Like, why bother? You know?
Yeah, you're married. It's over now in giving each other pleasure, isn't it?
Oh, what a bad thing to say. Marriage only increases the pleasure. Jesus, yeah, I can have a fight now and not break up. What a great idea.
It's because it takes 6 months and like half your money to break up now, so it's got to be fucking serious.
It's like gambling, dude. You've put all your money in. You can't back down now. It's ridiculous. But when
if it is gambling, it's all on green as well.
Yeah, yeah. You're literally 50% of your property stuck it on green.
It's on about green. Not even on the board. You haven't spread the board. You've gone all on green.
To be fair, the odds are about the same as betting on a colour, aren't they? It's about 50-50 whether a marriage lasts nowadays, isn't it? So you're tossing a coin on half your shit, essentially. You know, like,
I don't think people like to get married anymore, Rob. I think they're terrified of it completely, Matt.
Yeah.
Just for that reason alone. But yet it makes me laugh because this is the most broke generation ever. It's like what are you going to give half of? Like,
yeah, this is
your
it, man.
Other shoe?
I'm never going to buy a house to lose.
Yeah. So like if you're from like, I don't know, the days when you could get a job, marriage is scary. But now it's like, hey, she's leaving me.
Yeah,
and she took my shirt.
Yeah, I know. Like, she's taken half my YouTube channel.
Yeah, half my followers.
That's all I see. Yeah. All anyone on Twitter moans about is hoodies. Millennials, that's all they care about. Oh, you kept me hoodie. And I was like, oh, mate, and what?
You know what, Rob? You know what was really
Which
funny?
One? We're going to have a system here. Yeah. We're going to have to...
I just found out one thing, though.
Yeah.
I always thought millennials were new people.
No.
I really did. Yeah. And I made that mistake at one show. Some dude said, I'm not a millennial. Mm. And I went, you're 18. Of course you're a millennial.
Nah.
But
I'm a
not.
Millennial.
Yeah. If you're
millennial over here as well.
He explained to me he was Generation Z.
Yeah, they're the proper new ones. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, man. That's how old I am.
Yeah, you're
a
couple of generations removed now, aren't you?
Show up.
Because you're Gen X, aren't you, Tom?
I'm proper Gen X. You betcha. The greatest ever.
To be fair, it does seem like you got the best deal of all time and possibly that people will ever have. I think being Gen X is like the fucking one because, like, you know, it was still possible to, like, get a job or buy a house. Drugs were really good and freely available. Like, you know, like, it seems like a pretty sweet deal. I think the 90s was the peak of humanity. We'll never beat the 90s.
Well, the generation before us was kind of cool, but I'm kind of glad they're dying off now because they're getting a little boring to me, man.
Well,
because
good news for you, Tom.
You know what? We didn't start the fire.
Yeah, it's like they've got to a point now where it's like, all right, you've had all the resources.
Yeah, of course. And you, oh man, they are terrified now, man. They're like, wow.
Yeah, to be fair, like, not all of them. My grandma could not give a fuck. My grandma is like 84, and she's correctly. Just like, you know, she's completely like, I'm not stopping going out. Like, they had to like force her to stay home. She couldn't give a shit. She was like, I'm 84. Yeah. Like, something's gonna fucking kill me. So yeah,
it's just you all old people on the street. Listen, I'm back to work on the cabs, and it's just all old people on the street. That's all it is. Just like you're just like sitting outside the Asda, and it's just women, and you're like, you were here yesterday. What could you possibly need again?
They're bored. The bored. Like the amount of people I saw just going for an Easter egg. It's like, that's not an essential purchase. It's not, you can have a different shaped chocolate. Just have a different shaped chocolate and pretend it's a fucking egg. You don't need seasonal shapes anymore, right? Stay away from the fucking advent calendars in a few months. You don't need it.
You know, my nan's that bored. She stopped paying for stuff now. She just took up robbing. Like, she robs this
now. Welcome to Stereotype Corner.
I know. But she's just so
and who's gonna stop her, Rob?
Yeah, who's gonna touch her?
Who's checking them?
Yeah, no one's gonna pat her down.
She robs shite that she doesn't need.
It's gross to pat down old people, Rob.
Exactly. And your hands end up stinking of piss.
Yeah, you're like, what is that? Cancer. Now get away from me.
There's definitely the old people who are the most cavalier, though, honestly. Like, when I go to the Tesco, they're the ones who just, like, do not give a shit, not following the arrows. To be fair, I'm bad at the arrows. Like,
keep touching you?
Yeah. Like, I had an old woman, like, touch my arm. Like, can you get this down for me? It's like, well, like, fucking, you know, like, I might not need to. Give it a couple of weeks.
It's kind of true, though. I think Rob Thomas there got it right, man. I've had everything. I had the best house. I've had all the money. I've lived probably the greatest life, and now I'm gonna get wiped out by a disease that ain't my fault. Thank you.
Yeah, that is an absolute win. If you've just been irresponsible as fuck for your whole life, and you're like, you know what, I've got cancer coming down the tracks at some point.
Yeah, and now I don't even have to do that.
Now you can just go and like lick a lamppost, and you'll be fucking out of here.
Oh, I can't wait to get back to licking lampposts.
Mate, it's what we all miss. It's what we all miss, man. It's been the real lost year in all this.
God, so
what's your favorite color lamppost to lick?
Man, I think the whole thing is I was really, you know what? Honestly, though, I was really excited to buy a face mask, man. Are you walking around with the face mask?
I'm not, you know. Like, thing is, like, I'm pretty sure I've had it. So, like, I should be, you know, fine for that. But also, like, I where do I fucking get a face mask? They're sold out everywhere, man.
My gal was on it faster than anything. And I don't even wear it because I think it works. It just makes me look like Bane. When I'm walking out there, like, I feel so tough and scary.
Yeah,
like, I'm like, because everybody's got the surgical ones,
sure,
but Trudy got me like the real cool black one. That's
respirator. Yeah.
I could also use it as a gimp mask. That's how cool it was.
Could. As if that hasn't been your first thing you've
30
done
years ago.
Yeah. and it's really funny because, like, when I walk around, I don't really wear it until I see someone coming towards me. Right. And then I make the decision. I look at him and I go, he looks like he could have coronavirus. And then I'm an asshole because when it gets close to me, then I put it on. So
you make a point of it.
I'm scared of him. And he looks diseased. Wow.
Is there, like, what are you, how are you profiling people on whether they might have corona? Like, is there a racial element, Tom? Is there a racial element to this profiling?
A racial element. Wow.
I didn't say which race. I look at somebody
and I honestly think, nah, I think that guy's isolated and he knows he ain't. And it normally ain't the young people. Young people are the ones that freak me out the most, man. Mm. Because they're the one, not that I don't love them dearly, all of them. Because if I was young, I'd be like, what do I care? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. If I was 19
yeah.
in this time, I would have a totally different attitude
totally,
than
man.
I have
do.
Now at 50.
Yeah, I went to the big Tesco in Manchester.
Attitude.
Yeah, I totally get it. But, like, you know, it's like I went to the big Tesco in Manchester, like, just up the road, getting some shopping. And in the car park when I came out, there was about 30 to 40, like, 19-year-olds who'd all, like, brought their cars to the car park playing music. They're all, like, having drinks, hugging each other. And, like, I realised that was the moment, like, you know, I've had a few moments over the last, like, 2 years where I've realised, yeah, I am not part of the young generation at all. Because I walked past them with my trolley full of responsible goods, you know, or my tinned goods. I was like, bloody irresponsible. And, like, you know. And, like,
but
yeah, 10 years ago, I would have been in there definitely.
Totally, me too, man. Me too. I hate to say it, man. Yeah. It's hard because at 19, you don't, or whatever, you just don't care, man. And that's the way it should be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do feel like good on him a little bit, but like, and I'm not a grass as well. That's the thing. I was really tempted. Oh. Like, you know, I there's a little bit where I'm like,
yeah,
I should bloody report this. I'm like, don't be a grass for this. Come on. Like,
you know why you don't is because you know they'll all get up and beat the living shit out of you.
Yeah, there is a bit of that.
I'm not an old lady nurse where they just ride
exactly.
Away.
Yeah, I'm not like
you're
a pensioner where
asshole.
They'll feel sorry. Yeah, I'm just the perfect like type of asshole where they just kick the shit out of me. And there's nothing more embarrassing than having a teenager beat you up.
Yeah. Oh God, it's my biggest fear. Yeah. Because here's the real reason. You know they could do it.
Yeah, because they're younger. Their reflexes are better. They're in better shape than me, definitely. I sit on the computer all day making fucking YouTube videos. Like, they're doing, like, jiu-jitsu and steroids. Like...
Just sort of walk by them and go, hey, cool guy.
Yeah, have a nice party. I genuinely, I considered yelling
nurse,
at them.
Man, if you're a 50-year-old nurse, you'd, or a woman for that fact. Women don't seem to be afraid to get the shit kicked out of them.
Oh, no,
you know
man.
What I mean? That's why when I see them, I go, it's not even about being a nurse. If you're a girl, you can walk by a bunch of teenage boys and go, you should be ashamed of yourselves. Mm-hmm. And with no fear. But I guarantee, Rob, if I walk by there and went, you should be ashamed of yourself, you'll see me on a YouTube video being asked while they piss on me and get a million views. And the cops wouldn't even do anything about it. Because
you instigated it.
Yeah, you stupid fuck. You shouldn't let a woman call him that.
Yeah, have you ever had that, Rob?
You've got just enough level of profile as well where that gets some views there.
Oh, like,
yeah.
Tom Stayed beaten up by children. I'm clicking that.
The Apollo comedian gets battered by kids. Yeah. I'm watching that.
Click, 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 click. Like, to be honest,
I'll
though.
Be playing at Hot Water Comedy Club this weekend.
Yeah, he's like pulling a tooth fucking. have you ever had that, Rob, where like a girlfriend has got you in a fight? I've had it several times where like, because they think, because they're impervious, they'll go like, man, yeah. Mouth off at someone. And you're like, just shut up. They look hard.
Well, and then
I'm quite lucky. My wife's quiet, so she's all right.
Like, yeah, you're the gobshite in your relationship, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. Yeah. And I'm lucky. I'm blessed to be 6'2" and 23 stone. So like, everyone looks at me going, "Oh, can he? Oh, I'll leave that just in case he can fight." I can't.
Yeah,
I honestly can't.
Yeah. I have
just
a little bit of that.
Of poker.
If I wear a big jacket and you can't see how skinny I am, because I'm 6'7", I tower over people. But even being this skinny, people still can't quite work me out sometimes. I've been in that situation where it's like kicking off a bit and people are like, right, like he's so skinny, he's got to be easy to beat up, but also he's massive. So it's like a really like...
he's got the length.
This is it, man. If I keep you on the jab, you're fucked. I'm 3 miles that way. I'm fucking excellent at social distancing.
He hit me from the block away.
I'm like a fucking sniper.
Just hooking people around the corner.
I love that. thing, man. Girls, and then you know what they do? They make you feel bad because they go, what, you're not a man? And I'm like, yes, I'm a man.
But he's
not
a bigger man.
Am I a man. I'm a smart enough man to know that that was a bad idea.
Yeah.
And you know what? They're right. You are dressed like a slut. So let's go. I am dating you. You know you're going to get the comment going, three white guys calling women sluts.
Oh, I know, man. Like, today is going to be a deeply problematic episode. It's...
I love those episodes,
me
Rob.
Too, man. They're my fucking favorites. Like,
you know what? Everybody tries to shy away from controversy, Rob, but that's what brings people around, dude. Yeah. Ooh, old school bong, buddy.
Yeah, man. I like the lift out. I like the lift out. It's my favorite method.
Yeah, you can thank the boomers for that, by the way.
I will. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
It's the one thing they passed down that you inherited.
Yeah, totally, man. Yeah, it's the only thing that's come down to me, isn't it? Yeah, but yeah. They needed good bongs for their shitty weed. Tell you one thing I'm fucking sick of with, like, boomers. Like, every boomer who, like, used to, like, party and stuff, like, they all think drugs were way better in the past. Like,
not a chance.
And it's like, fucking get out of town. We've got the deep web now. We can order direct from the lab where they're putting, like, scientific data into making this the strongest shit there has ever been. A single ecstasy pill now will fucking kill a rhino. They are insane. Yeah. But they're all like, oh, no, in the 60s it was better. No, it was just you were 19 and attractive, so you enjoyed it more.
Yeah, plus their tolerance wasn't that high, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Like now, here's the funny problem is that, okay, I got friends that say things like, I'm really good at ketamine. And I'm like, what?
What a skill to develop.
How can that even be?
Do you get endorsed, like, on LinkedIn for that?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, but that is a legitimate, I don't even know if that's a millennial drug or a Gen Z drug.
I think it's a bit millennial, ketamine.
I think it's millennial, that's our drug, that.
Yeah, we did a lot of that shit. Because, like, there was a lot of, like,
millennial drug?
Yeah, it was, like, when I was at uni,
it belongs to us.
Yeah.
You guys were really stretching to try and be different there, huh?
Yeah, it was shit, man. Yeah. Ketamine wasn't a good scene, like, because, like, dubstep was the music for it, and you can't dance to it. So I'd go to these raves, and they'd be dead fun until about 4 a.m. Someone would put on dubstep. Everyone would just sit in the corner and stare at the wall, and it'd just be like... just like that, while everyone else just freaks out. It's not a good party drug, ketamine. It is difficult.
I don't even know what it does, man. I've never done it. I've never thought, hey, you know what'd be really cool? Horse tranquilizers. I would rather try, like, a cat tranquilizer.
Work your way
up. Just work my way, maybe, you know, a rodent tranquilizer, get the feeling of the buzz before I go right to something that a horse goes, hey, this is making me feel a little gross.
It's just really strong painkillers. That's all it is.
Yeah, sort of. It's a dissociative. So, like, if you do enough of it, it's sort of like your mind and your body sort of separate, which is fucking weird. And, like, it just fucks you up, basically. It's like, look, a little bit of ketamine at the right time is fucking bang right. But... like, it's so hard to balance. It is a very like, you know, someone's saying they're good at ketamine. Like, it is actually a skill. It's like, if you do exactly the right amount of ketamine, it's great. If you do a tiny bit too much, you're having a really bad 4 hours.
That's so hilarious, man. Ours was always LSD and mushrooms, man.
Oh, man, beautiful drugs.
That was ours, man. I spent a whole summer on acid on a nude beach in Vancouver called Wreck Beach. And I lived there when I was, I think about 20, 21, man, partying with, like, homeless people. And when you're on acid at night and there's a fire going, you don't notice that's where the homeless people live.
Yeah, it's like, this is beautiful.
Everyone was beautiful until you woke up in the morning going, Holy fuck, there's a lot of...
This is, but can I just say, this is the most Caucasian story I've ever heard. Like, yeah, you know, like, yeah, yeah.
I thought
a lot
we
of
said we weren't going to get racial, man.
It's like, these homeless people are beautiful.
But what you got to understand, though, these are Canadian homeless people, Rob. They're not like our homeless people.
Sure, sure.
Like, yeah, no, they're not like homeless people. Like, these are the kind of homeless people that offer you food.
Yeah. You've got to be hardy to be homeless in Canada. You've got to be tough, man. Those winters get cold.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, I think they are pretty tough, dude. But they're not really tough. They're more migrative.
Right.
Like,
okay.
You know
yeah. They,
I mean?
They go south.
You can't really migrate from Scotland to Bristol. There's not that much difference.
No, people have done it, and it's still like, you know, you still see Scottish homeless people in like Brighton, and they're like, I mean, it's better, but like marginally.
You're probably still gonna die.
Yeah, we're still gonna have a cold snap. That's gonna be a problem.
Yeah, because homeless people in Vancouver could migrate to California, and people who aren't homeless are jealous of that. Because they would sit there and make money. They would borrow money the whole time. It was a beautiful system, man. I mean, there has to be an art to living on the street. And I think there's probably even some really great people that do it and find out that they're good at it. And then they just keep on going with it, man.
I think there's a...
Like there Kat, is, then.
Yeah. No, yeah. You know, like I think there are those people definitely do exist. I mean, like there's a couple that there will be at least a couple of people who have, you know, eventually met. I don't think they're the majority of homeless people, yeah. But like,
well,
I don't
on,
think it's
on.
A romantic
younger...
treat for most people. like but on the street shivering, like, you know from withdrawals and the cold, and you know what there's a beauty to this.
I just,
no, this is off. This is my off.
Put me in the bloody Saatchi gallery, darling.
I do remember when I was young, though. I don't know if they still do this, but there were young guys that would never, and girls that would never get a job, and that was their whole fucking shtick, man. Was yeah. they would set, like, some of them would hang out with guys that sold silver rings and all that sort of shit on the side of the road. And they had their little hippie hair and everything. Yeah. And they would sit there and you'd walk by them and go, you could totally get a job. You're doing this on purpose.
Yeah.
And then there were the guys that I think we're talking about with one eye and pus coming out of their nose going, I don't think this guy's doing this because he could get a job.
Yeah.
I think there's some reasons. Got booted out of the mental home because we ran out of funding. Like, and he's really scared right now.
Like, Rob, I don't think you've ever, like, you don't strike me as a guy who's ever gone, like, you know what? I might just be a romantic wanderer for a while. Working is beneath me. No.
No, don't get me wrong. I've often thought working is beneath me.
Yeah,
I've never,
sure.
Like,
who has
I've never done for romantic reasons.
Yeah.
There's been no romance involved. A lot of laziness.
When did you start work? When was your first job?
Ooh.
14, 15, something like that.
Yeah. Like, yeah, mine was 15, I think, working at the co-op. I got fired for nicking out the till.
What?
I got fired from the spa for nicking a pork pie. just to be
that is so
even
on
more
brand.
Stereotypical fat. Yeah.
We all got fired for stealing.
Yeah, did you? Oh, what did
How
you get fired
weird
for?
Weird is that?
Yeah, comedians.
I've been fired for stealing loads of times.
I stole from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
What a confession!
The sandwich board.
You stole a sandwich board.
No, the job was I was a sandwich board.
Oh, right.
And I'd have to walk around with a big board telling everybody about Kentucky Fried Chicken deals. And I would hand out Kentucky bucks so they would go. And then I was only 16 and I needed party money. And the bitch let the float out while I walked in. And I thought, fuck, they won't miss $50.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Apparently they did. And if the manager's still watching, you know, she never caught me. She was very suspicious, but I got away with it. So this is the first time I'm actually ever admitting, hey, there we Susan, go. You were right all along.
Oh, mate, I've stolen from almost every job I've ever had.
Just... I think it's kind of an obligation.
From Liverpool, it's expected, Rob.
No, but like also like
exactly, it's part of your wage.
Yeah, I genuinely like believe that a bit. If you're working for a big dickhead company, I think there's a difference. If you're working for like a bloke, you know, who's like all right, I think it's a bit different.
I'd never do that.
No. But if you're working for like a massive multinational company, as I have done on several occasions, who want to pay
you
as
paying you how much, Rob?
Paying me like minimum fucking wage.
Minimum like $4.95.
Yeah, at this point, yeah, probably like less than a fiver an hour at this point, right? And they're making X amount of money off my labor, right? And they're like, they're asking me to do unpaid overtime and all that shit. Like, I am fucking evening that balance up. I am going to work in there and work out your fucking systems and find a way that I can cream some fucker off. You fuck, like, so what I'm saying is, Cafe Nero, your auditing isn't as good as you think it is.
Oh, mate, they're the ones. The easiest place to rob off is anywhere with like consumables.
Yeah.
Anywhere where there's waste.
Yeah,
like
totally.
Big chain pubs. Oh, a couple of pints got spilled. Unlucky. There's a fiver.
Yeah.
Well, now. Used to be a fiver when we were doing it.
Yeah.
Man, did this thing ever change to ways you could steal from your
burger vans? This is where we're at. I used to work for a big chain of burger vans and used to go to races. And a deal meal used to get a bottle of Coke, a shitty burger, and like half a portion of chips for like a tenner. And all you used to do, just sell five of them for 50 quid in your pocket out the till. Never run it through your till. In your pocket, three times a shift, 150 quid. It was fucking great.
Yeah.
And they were still making 20 grand because they were robbing every cunt.
Yeah,
charging
fucking
£10 for that.
This is
I
it, man.
Like Robin Hood, except I was the only poor person who got.
No, I like anything that I when I worked in like the terrible, terrible jobs. Anything that you know, I was to acquire, I did redistribute into the local bar economy very quickly. I kept that money moving.
You definitely gave it back.
Oh man, like yeah.
It stayed in the local economy. Yeah.
This is it, man. It went to a local publican.
Yeah. You were redistributing the wealth.
This
for
is
Christ
it, man.
Sake.
I was taking from the rich and giving it to. I don't know how rich that landlord was already, but he got a bit richer every time I went in.
He was richer than you were, and that's the important thing.
Yeah, he was. He was. I selflessly gave it up due to my troubling drinking at the time. Honestly, like Cafe Nero might be the worst job I've ever had. I mean, like I hated working there, like because it was like, sorry, I should probably bleep that out. Go, a coffee chain, but fuck it, I've said it now. It was Cafe Nero I used to work for.
Well, who
cares?
Closed.
They're all off.
Yeah, no one's fucking watching this. Watching.
Who's gonna chase you up? They're all furloughed.
Like this is it, man. Yeah, fuck them. Fuck Cafe
what
Nero.
What did you do for them anyway?
What do you mean? What did I do for them?
Manager?
Like I was like, I made coffee.
Thing,
yeah, I made fucking coffee. I wasn't fucking regional sales director. I was.
Imagine the guy who was. Yeah. How creepy is that, dude?
Oh, mate, I met a few of those guys like who worked higher up because they all started in the coffee shop and got promoted loads. That's how they try and keep you in. They promote you loads, but each promotion is shit. I got promoted to assistant manager and then demoted myself because it was loads more work for like 20p an hour. It was fucking terrible.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous how much little extra money it is, isn't it? Amongst people I know, go, oh, yeah, I'm going to be a supervisor. And you go, how much extra you get in a week? 12 quid. It's like,
but they get the status. They want the status. They want to have a go at people. There is no one like who was it who was on this show in the last couple of days? I think it might be Sean McLaughlin yesterday said, put it perfectly. There is no one on earth worse than somebody who works in a call center who's had one promotion. You know, like the person who's gone up one step, like they're not even in management. They are like team leader. Like anyone like that who works in an office or whatever, they are the biggest fucking grasses. They are sucking up to everyone above them. I fucking hate those people.
Rob, the worst is when I go into the Cafe Nero's, okay? I don't mind a kid working there. Mm-hmm. I don't mind a kid working there. Like, that's 16 or 17. I get it. He's living with his parents. He's making money. I don't mind a 60 or 70-year-old dude working there. He's got his pension. He's trying to make that extra little bit of heat money. It's when I see a dude that's 30 and 40. I'm like, holy fuck, you are the epic loser that this is where you ended up, man. I mean, I don't know which dream you shot for, but the fact you're here makes me want to work you a little bit harder. Whenever I get a coffee going, even though I know there's syrup in it, I'm going to go, taste this. Does it taste hot enough to you? And then have him pour it out and explain to the assistant manager why he made a shitty cup of coffee.
Man, the moment I knew the economy was fucked a couple of years ago was when I had a Chinese takeaway delivered by a white man in his 40s. I was like, if they've come for the middle-aged white men, if that's the level of job middle-aged white men are getting, everyone else is fucked.
You know what's on its arse when there's a fit woman sitting, like dropping it off.
Yeah.
The minute there's a fit woman, delivery driver, you're like,
No, it's true that like,
you know someone's fucked up. Who's not doing their deliveries for her? Like, there's someone creepy weirdo who would do them deliveries for her. She could just drive the car and he'd go to it, knock on every door.
Yeah,
someone who would do that for her. Yeah. And when there isn't, you know, we're struggling here.
Well, I think right now you're going to find a lot of middle-aged white guys delivered Chinese.
Right now,
whatever their job was before, it's now gone, and they're Jesus.
And like, obviously, you know, like, obviously, like,
Tom, this is us you're talking about.
Yeah. Like, look, everyone's got to do what they got to fucking do right now. Like,
I'll be delivering for Hong Ti Chai Wan. You're living in the area of SW14. I'll see you soon.
But no, it's true, like, everyone's got to do what they got to do to get through this. Like, I spoke to comedians who've, like, taken up, like, other day jobs and shit, and, like, yeah, you got to fucking do whatever.
Rewind that one. I was speaking to unsuccessful comedians.
No, I've spoken to
another job.
You'd be fucking surprised. I've spoken to successful, like, comedians that you'd be like, oh, fuck.
Name me one. Like, what? Jason Manford.
All right, not Jason Manford. I think it'll be
he's
right.
A millionaire.
Whoa, John, things are pretty hard. But are there any, John Bishop...
You say that, man. You say this. I ordered a delivery from Tesco. Ricky Gervais dropped it off.
He did it just because he's publicizing his new Netflix series.
Yeah. Like, I couldn't get him out of it. Kept complaining about tweets.
Show us all he's a man of the people and not the person he's making fun of. I'm just telling celebrities how it is. You $100 million whore. Making us all think you're like us. Shut up.
No, that is it, man. There has never been a bigger time for clueless celebrities putting their fucking foot in it. Like, there's been some amazing ones of people like, you know, hey guys, I know we're all struggling, so I'm singing you this song. Memories all around me. And like, well, we're meant to go, oh, you know what? I was sad about my grandma dying, but you know what? Fucking
thanks,
Billy
White
Bob
Snake.
Thornton has made a little song.
That's so true.
In the back gardens. When
yeah.
All of them with a big fucking massive garden.
Celebrity.
Was it a man?
They think that, you know, they want to see their favorite celebrity and all that one. You know what I mean? Mm. But you're like, you know what? I kind of don't want to see you singing You Are My Sunshine on Twitter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you seen him?
Destroys the magic.
Yeah, I miss Mystique, man.
Yeah, I want you to be on this stage. I don't want you to be.
What did you say, Rob?
Because when they play in their house, don't really watch them. You look behind them and see what books they're reading.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, is that my... Is the Snow Patrol guy reading Mein Kampf?
Ironically, guys. Guys, I just think we can learn from it. Okay.
There is so much of that. Like,
oh, mate, it's the best... Did you see them? Did you see that Princess Beatrice?
No, what did she do, man?
What did she do, Rob?
She's decided that to pick everyone up after the corona's gone, she's going to have a more lavish wedding because everyone needs some sort of joy. So basically, she was having a very reserved wedding, wasn't going to be publicised, wasn't going to be on telly, but now corona's here, she's doing her public duty and stepping up and having a big fuck off wedding on the telly.
Mate, what
by
a
the way,
dick.
Rob, I'm invited.
Right, I went to uni with her. I genuinely went to university with Princess
B. I can't wait
to
see who her dad brings as a date.
Right, like, I went to uni with her. She came to the university I was at while I was there, Princess B, and like she had like a 24-hour like minder. But so I went to Goldsmiths in London, like the wanky art college, right? And like so she came,
obviously.
Yeah,
what happened wrong?
That's what went wrong with me, man. This is what happens when you put a boy from like a small northern market town into a London art school. This is what comes out the other end.
This dream just gets smaller and smaller, doesn't it,
Rob? But yeah, like Princess B was once in the student union at the club night, right? And it was like the big night, everyone went out. And because it was an art college, people would do weird shit, like, a lot. Like, on this particular night, someone, as an art stunt or whatever, dropped a carrier bag full of shit on the dance floor, like human shit. They had shit into a carrier bag. We assume because, like, they couldn't have had time to shit on the floor. But, like, no one...
They couldn't have asked their friends without looking weird.
Yeah, guys, can you make a circle? Why? Just one sec. One sec. Right. And, like... They shout.
Keep eating your beans, Billy.
Honestly, so much shit. No worries. No, it was so much. And everyone didn't notice for a bit. And they were all like dancing, jumping around. So it got splattered, right? And then everyone starts noticing the smell, then screams. And like Princess B, like her bodyguards were like shielding her as they're like running out. And like the lights come up. Everyone's just covered in shit. I was outside having a fag. And I just see like hundreds of people stinking. And like covered in shite, running out, all these fucking hipster art students, and then Princess Beatrice. And like, so I don't know how that relates to a fucking wedding, but that's
and
my
I
Princess
thought,
Beatrice
what
story.
What the fuck did I just miss?
I know, I was like, what the fuck's gone on here? But yeah, it was fucking great. I was pissing myself at all my mates covered in shit while I was just walking home totally clean. It was wonderful.
I wonder why, who would even think of that? That is the one thing that whenever I hear a story like that, there was some dude that turned to his buddy and went, hey, listen, Princess Beatrice is coming to the thing. I got a great way to give her the surprise of her. Listen, let's do some ketamine. I'll get her back. We'll find some human shit. And not one person said, I don't think that's a good idea, Rob.
Mate, no, it wasn't fucking... All right, yeah, it was me. I can admit it after all this time. like, honestly, it was art students. Like, they were doing shit like this all the time. It was like, it was a weird place to be. Like, my next door neighbor's final art project was just...
Maybe he considered it art.
Yeah, this was it. I bet it was art. That's what I think.
It was shot.
But yeah, my next door neighbor's final piece
your
for his
art,
project
somebody
was
said your art is shit. And he said, I'll show you shit art.
Honestly, I would not be surprised. They were all like open spot artists, basically. Everyone there, you know, that was essentially how it was. So they're all trying to be the next Tracy Emin or what a Damien Hirst, but they're all crap at it because they're 19, you know. So there was a lot of, you can imagine the shit art that was knocking about there.
Hey, so which comedians actually, Rob, seeing how you've been doing this, which comedians had to get a new job?
Like Zoe Lyons has been delivering stuff. She was on yesterday. She's got a...
Shut the front fucking door.
Yeah, she's been out delivering.
You look, now. You look a bad cunt now, don't
you? Yeah, because Zoe's great and we all love Zoe.
Well,
everyone
Zoe.
Loves Zoe.
Oh, not my Zoe. Oh, you look
sad that she didn't save up enough money to survive this.
To be honest with you, she seems dead happy with it. Like, I think she's just doing it for, like, you know, partly that. I don't know her finances, but she's just enjoying it from talking to us. That's nice.
Well, that's a different story, Rob. That's a different story.
I don't know what her situation is.
Not people who need it.
She lives in Brighton. It's fucking expensive, to be fair. Who fucking knows? But you know, like, I'm not here to judge anyone's situation, man. I'll leave that to you two horrible
you
bastards.
You sure are, Rob. That's what we do. Stop lying. I'm not here to judge anybody, but did you hear about Donald Trump?
Yeah. I'm not here to judge anyone, but here's my 15-minute routine about their ideological failings.
I'm not going to judge anyone I know, okay?
I'm not going to judge anyone I like. That's how I'll put it. Like, you know, I like Zoe. Fucking no judgment. You two cunts, I'll judge to the fucking death.
Well, Tom, Tom said she's either a cunt for not saving up, or I think she's a cunt if she's got enough money and she's got a job that someone needs.
Right, okay. Well, I'll ring her later and see.
Oh, good point, Rob. Yeah.
I'll ring her later.
She took a job away from somebody that exactly. needs that job. Zoe, shame on you. When we get together...
I think it's optimistic to think she's watching this.
She's basically Hal Cruttendon. She's a cunt. She's Hal Cruttendon doing 4 gigs a night.
Hal Cruttendon, I could see getting a job because that guy's worried about money all the time. I could totally see Hal delivering pizza.
Mate, like for me, it's just like, oh, I'm skint again. Okay, like it's just been so easy. Like it's just like such an easy slide. I was about to pay off my last debt repayment in March, and I was like, I'm clean. And so like I was like, oh, finally I won't have to pay like hundreds of pounds every month. I'll actually be all right now. That'll be great. And then so I'm just like, it was about one day where I was like, oh fuck. And then I was like, guess I'm just broke.
I'm
used to it too, Rob. I've had a bad gambling addiction for many, many, many years.
Oh mate, I had
and
one of them.
I love my gambling addiction because I always go broke and it forces me to write shit so I can bet on more stuff. You know what I mean? So, and this one's weird because I just made enough to get through about 3 months. Mm-hmm. If this thing goes further than 3 months,
yeah, then we'll see as a fucking delivery driver, won't we, Tom? I've got a feeling you wouldn't be a great employee, Tom.
I wouldn't, because we already know I'll rob you.
Yeah, this is gonna hit. Like, if any of us need an actual fucking job, like, we are fucked after this.
They're gonna look back.
How bad I am.
Yeah, you're all right. You're self-employed, aren't you?
Yeah, but I'm like that going home to the wife. Oh, I've only made this much.
Yeah, I love it, like treating your own wife like HMRC.
Yeah, basically.
Man, like, we'll get some free money off the government soon. In June, we'll get a bit of free money. I mean, it's based off our tax returns.
About?
So we're getting 80% of the equivalent amount of time. So it'll be 3 months worth or whatever of 80% of whatever the average of your last three tax returns. Of your average of your last three tax returns. So for me,
they're
that
not
is
giving me 80%, and I'd be able to retire.
No, 80% or up to $3,000, I think, is the max. There's a cap on it.
Two and a half, isn't it?
Two and a half, something like that.
Oh, up to 3.5.
Yeah. So you'll
take it. Why
yeah, man,
it's
sweet.
It?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely taking it.
I've
I'm just saying
enough taxes to not feel guilty about getting $3,000 back.
That's not the same for me.
I've gone full Jimmy Carr, me, like.
Yeah, this is my problem, man. It's based on my tax return, so I'm getting
you got your 10
all
pounds
back
in Cayman Island, do you, Rob Thomas?
I do. All my £100 Friday middles are stashed away on
stashed in the Caribbean.
Thank you very much, Spiky Mike. Yeah. This is going straight to the Caymans.
I wished I had enough money to hide.
Yeah,
that would be an awesome position to be in.
Oh man, it would be fucking nice. I'd love an offshore account. Ooh.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
if I had
cool
an offshore account,
too.
Right? You know, if I had an offshore account, it cost me more money to fly to where the offshore account is to pick me money up, but it would be what's in the account.
I don't think you have to go like to an ATM on Vanuatu or wherever.
Yeah, you don't know much about hard money then, Rob.
Clearly not.
Just a guy with another key to match your key to get it.
Don't you have to fly over there to open them?
I don't think so, man. I think you just literally like
you have
if
you fly over to open them.
If you've got money, anything can happen in those places.
I hate guys that hide their money, Rob. I do. Yeah. I have a personal pet peeve. Like when I hear a billionaire
paying tax. It's so gross,
I'm
man.
Like, oh, sorry. You've only got 800 million left.
I know. How will you survive?
How are you going to survive?
Yeah, totally, man. Like when someone's got like a yacht with like their own, the yacht has like a flap that opens and another boat comes out. Like, I do not want to hear about, it's like Russian dolls of boats. I do not want to hear about your fucking tax bill. I could not give a fuck, pay the whole fucking thing. I earned 20 quid last year. I'm keeping all of that. You can fuck off, HMRC.
Yeah. Man, minor. Whenever I pay tax, I always go, I'm always blown away by how much I made or how little I've made when I hear about the guy. I go, I worked so fucking hard and that's all I got? Because everybody picks at you when you're in this working class, middle class area. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like when everybody thinks about your gig, you know, they always go, hey, you made 200 pounds. But did you?
Nah.
Did you make 200 pounds? Nah. First of all, the government's going to take their 20%. So now you're down to 160. Yeah. Then an agent's going to get their 50. Then you're down to 130. And then you got to pay for all your travel. By the time you're done, you're like fucking owe the bar 5 pounds.
Yeah.
Because you bought some cunt around.
Mate, like, I genuinely quite often I'll be like headlining a gig and get minimum wage when you include my drive. You know, like if that, I'll be lucky to get minimum wage. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's not a lucrative industry. People think we're shitting gold, but like even when there were gigs.
You're like, when somebody goes, hey, you're rich, you should buy a round. I'm like, fuck you, I'm rich. If I had the gumption to at least make 10 pounds an hour, I'd be way richer because at least there ain't an agent taking pieces of that. But I love my agent. Of course I love you, Charlotte.
Yeah, like, I love you, Rustin, you big silly dickhead.
Yeah,
fuck off your agent.
Yeah, you're part of the pecking order.
Yeah, I understand.
I need you.
But yeah,
because if I didn't have you, then I wouldn't even have the 200.
Exactly. Yeah, like when I got to do my own fucking admin, it's going to be a bad situation.
I can't do admin.
Mate, I am keeping this together by a fucking thread. Like, I can't, like, book gigs and shit as well. Like, yeah, nice.
I think any entertainer is definitely in a lot of trouble because they can't even prove to get that 80%, man. That's the one they can't. They can't prove that they even made money because half the musicians in that don't pay taxes because they can't afford an account.
Exactly, yeah.
And they're the ones, I mean, even Willie Nelson. Do you remember him?
Oh, yeah, man. Like, of course I know Willie Nelson, like, man.
The dude made $1 trillion, and by the end of it, he had to claim bankruptcy. It's just he's a musician, and we don't know how to fill out paperwork.
Totally, man. That's why musicians and comedians always like you. Whenever you're watching like a biopic about them, there's always a bit where they sign a contract they shouldn't have done, and then they lose all their money to some shady financial investor. Because like,
who was the girl? Who was the girl that I just read about in the nation's most reputable paper, the Metro, which we all know is true.
Oh yeah,
the
great paper.
I get the Metro. Is because, as I told you, I don't have 30p to waste on a newspaper. But some girl from the Pussycat Dolls fucking had to claim bankruptcy. Like,
yeah, but they won't own anything, though. They haven't written any of the songs. They don't have any of the things that make you money long term. Like, and you if you're in the Pussycat Dolls, you're one of what, like 13 of them? I don't know how many fucking Pussycat Dolls is. That pie's getting cut a lot of ways.
They're not Pussycat Dolls anymore. I don't know if you've seen them.
Cougar Dolls now.
They're dolls, that's for sure. Like, with one eye ripped out of it and a torn leg.
Like, at the back of the charity shop.
Pretty good. Hey, Pussycat Dolls, Little Mix is in town.
Well, this is the problem. If your entire living is being hot, like, that clock's going to run out at some point. Like,
you know, make as much as you can.
That's this whole culture, though. That's this whole Love Island culture. What is Joey Essex going to do as soon as his balls start to sag?
I don't know, like, it would just be like when you're, yeah, especially if you're like one of those reality stars who's like famous for being good looking and stupid, like when you get to like, yeah, you can't keep doing that when you've got like gray in your hair, like when you're like in your 60s, you can't be going on telly and going, what is Germany not a spice, you know, like you can't be doing that shit, like it's embarrassing, it's like you're fucking old, read, you should have read a book by now, it's not charming anymore.
No new Mr. Beans.
Yeah.
Do you think he sits there and goes, you know, I knew it was coming. There's always somebody more pretty and more stupid coming down the line better than me. Is that ice cream in my eye? Well, he's still got the talent to be dumb. Just because I'm getting older doesn't mean I'm still not stupid.
It is not sustainable, man. Like, there is no one sadder than a reality star on the way down. Like, I once saw... Well, like, the thing is, I can't remember any of the fucking names, but I once saw a guy who used to be on Big Brother, right? I recognised him from being... I knew he was on Big Brother a few years ago, and he was
just
in...
Just by you saying that statement, Rob, by the way, is cool, because I said who, and you went, I can't remember, but there was this one guy.
Yeah. I can't remember his fucking
like, that
name.
That proves the point.
Yeah, let's call him, like, Anthony or something. I don't know. Right, it was this like, guy who was on Big Brother, and, like, he was in... I was in London, like, visiting, and I went in the massive Top Shop on Oxford Street. Like, you know, the huge shop. And he was just stood by the door checking his phone, right? And then I left. I went to another shop. And I came back like a couple of hours later because I forgot. Like, I was like, actually, I'll get that thing from Top Man. So I went back in and he was still there. And it was like a couple of hours. And like, he's clearly standing there to get recognized. Because every now and again, a teenage girl would go, are you that? And he'd be like, go on, let's do a selfie. And it was one of the saddest things I have ever seen in my entire life. It really broke my heart.
Is that it? Didn't break your heart?
Sorry for having a heart, Tom.
Of him and memed it somehow.
This was pre-memes. This was when I was like 21 or something. But yeah, I definitely went to the pub and went like, "You'll never see what cunt. Guess what cunt I've just seen in Top Shop."
And they would look at it and go, yeah, I barely remember him too.
Yeah, man. It was
It's this, but that's the generation we live in, Rob. All the Love Island dudes, mm-hmm. all of those guys. And you know what I thought? You know how to really be successful? Is if you had Love Island, but instead of young, beautiful people, had old fucks.
It'd be great,
so
man.
Always be remembered. Like if you had like 50-year-old divorcees trying to decide if they want to be with somebody. That and throwing them off the island would be a lot easier. They wouldn't be crying. They'd be going, "Nah, Bill was a cunt. Get him out of here.
I've been on here too long." Like, I would fucking watch that.
I didn't like the way he ate his tapioca.
But yeah, I think they should get old, unattractive people. Like, because like first dates, the best bit on first dates is when they get like proper old people on it. That's the best bit of that
show. Oh, did you freeze?
Someone's froze. Oh,
yeah. Back. I can see you, Robbie. I can hear you.
We're all good. We're like, you know, right. So, yeah, I was saying on first dates, it's like, I don't know if you've seen the show. I love first dates, but the best bit
first
is like.
First dates?
Yeah. Like, they literally just film people on first dates.
All of them.
I love it, man. Yeah. Love it. Like, the best ones are always the pensioners, innit? Like, when it's really old people and they're like, I haven't dated since my Bill died. I haven't dated. And they're like, you hate them, Rob.
Yeah. Because I'm just wasting my time.
Why are they wasting
just wasting time? Just fuck. Oh, why?
Just die already?
They're like 85. They're like 85 and they're going, I just want to see someone to spend the last few years of my life. It's like, fuck off, mate. You've got 5 years left. Spend them on your own. Have a laugh.
I bet you're fucking loving COVID, aren't you? I bet you're fucking loving COVID. You're like, finally.
I totally want to see an 85-year-old on a first date.
Yeah.
No.
It's adorable. No. It's adorable.
They're like,
I don't buy into any of that shit.
So much in common. We both lived through the Spanish flu of 19. And not some stupid shit like, I just tried mint chocolate chip ice cream for the first time.
That's it. The conversations are always better because they get to the fucking point. Because they're like, I have got like maybe 3 weeks left before I fucking die. Like, we're getting through this date quick. They're like, right. Like, have you ever been married? Do you have any diseases? You know, like, they get to the fucking point. They're not going like, what's your star sign? What's your favorite color? They're like, let's fucking get down to this.
And they don't care if fit or not, because they're just going to fuck you in the dark anyway.
Yeah, yeah, no one's looking good in their 80s. It's like, bets are off.
You know what? One of my favorite ones since this lockdown, because since this lockdown has happened, you actually do watch a lot more shit TV because there's nothing to fucking do. And my favorite is the 90-day fiancé one.
Oh, man.
They're fucking... Right now, I'm really into this short gnome-looking dude named Eddie who looks like he just left the pond and forgot his fishing rod and his pointy hat to go see if he can find love with some Thai girl that's 26.
It's incredible. These guys deluding themselves.
And I'm so rooting that he does.
Have you seen that Love is Blind?
Oh, Love is Blind is mad, man. Have you seen that thing?
Oh, mate, that's my favourite.
Have you seen this one?
Okay, explain to me Love is Blind. What's the premise?
Yeah, right. Explain it.
So they go in. There's basically 12 of them. And they go into these rooms and you can't see the person in the other room. So you're making your whole relationship based on talking to them for a week. So you spend the whole week talking to 12 different people. After a couple of days, you go, right, can't be arsed talking to these cunts anymore. I'll just whittle down to these three. So you start talking to like three girls on rotation and you can't see them. So you're just talking. And by the end of the week, you've basically got to get engaged. So you decide, you know what? I'm going to get engaged to this one and she'll do me. And the best is at the end of the week, they have to carry on living after it, like together for like a month. And the best is at the end of that week, you just see them standing at the edge of the hallway waiting to go, please be fit. Please be fit.
But it's really annoying that they all were.
And then Thomas walks out.
Yeah, it was annoying. They all were attractive. They should have put one fucking minger with a great personality in there, just a complete 1 out of 10, like boils and just like, but really sweet.
Do you think the girls think that too, though? There must be a girl blind date.
Oh, make the two,
guys, totally. Of course, they want a fit guy,
in general, Rob. So there's probably only
no mate, it's
looking dude and 15 ugly cunts, and they're probably at least we. Have 14 to 1.
They've got 1-14. Oh, mate. The girls are just as bad. There was a girl on Love is Blind. There's one lad on Love is Blind who had three girls on the go and then shows one. And when she come out, you could just see him go, yes, he's got fake tits. Get him. Like, and then there was another one. There's a blonde girl who was with the lad. It was like she was talking to this lad loads, and in the end, he fucked her off for someone else. So she went for this other lad on like as plan B. And the minute she saw him, she was like, "Oh no, he's short." You can just see her like trying her best not to pretend she's disappointed, and you could just see her face going, "Oh fucking hell, he's short."
Brutal, that. Brutal. Like, I'll be honest with you, like that is one style of discrimination I've never had a problem with, that women won't go for short guys. Totally fine with it. Totally fine. Never be. Look, if I wasn't 6'7", like Jesus Christ.
That's cool. Nobody gets mad at that, man.
Yeah, it's fine.
Nobody gets mad at that. I have plenty of short friends that is their biggest. Imagine being short and having red hair. Okay.
Yeah.
That's when you need hooker money. I'll tell you that
There's some women who chase red hair.
Yeah, there are
a lot of hooker money.
There are some women who go for guys with red hair, like, you know, and you only need one. You only need to find one. Yeah. But like short guys, you're fucked. You're being a virgin forever.
With a short fetish.
Yeah.
No woman's got a short fetish.
There's no one who's like, oh, I'm really into Frodo Baggins. That's like
you've got chubby chasers.
Yeah.
You've got people who like ginger hair. Mate, there's no one. No one's ever stood there and gone, I just want a little one.
A tiny man. I just want a little tiny man.
I want someone who can't throw me around. That's what I want.
that I can bring in a bar and tell and mouth off big people and tell them to go fight them.
I just want a boyfriend I can carry around in a papoose strapped to my front.
I just want a boyfriend where it'll be a fair fight. That's all I want. I just want a fellow who'll be a fair fight.
You know what, guys? I reckon like we've done well over an hour here, guys. You've been like, I reckon we should wrap this up. Cool. We should like let you go. But like, guys, it's been so good having you on. Like, I'd have you back anytime, either of you. Obviously, I'm doing a lot of these.
Rob,
so
I
like,
love you both, by the way, and two funny motherfucking dudes. Man.
Yeah, man, it's been good to chat.
I've been in this for 30 years, and I know funny dudes. And Rob, you've even helped me.
Fucking hell. It's granddad Tommy.
One gig, man. You did something and taught me.
Which Rob are we talking about?
This Mahalik one.
All right, there we go.
I already read your tweet. I'm always drunk when I meet you.
Stoned.
Yeah,
really stoned.
You taught me something really good.
Oh,
about
yeah.
prefacing a joke that I'd never thought of before, Rob Mahalik.
Right. Oh, that's cool, man. I appreciate that. Like, that's something I do a lot.
And I use that little trick even now, man.
It's useful, isn't it? It's like
even now? Where do you fucking still getting
gifts? Yeah. But no, I know what you mean, man. I like sort of apologizing before I say something really horrible. There's something about you can just sort of set people up to be prepared for you to say something horrific. Sometimes.
Yeah, you taught me that.
Yeah. Sometimes you need to.
No,
I'm
the opposite. I like sitting in it.
Yeah, me too, sometimes.
I just like sitting in it, just like fucking. Just again, just because I'm massive, so it's like, say something, go on, say something.
Say something. No, I do that sometimes. I like mixing it up, though, because I like, you know, you sort of, if you apologize for a couple before you do them, the next time when you don't, it comes out of nowhere and surprises them. So, like,
yeah,
like mixing
it's amazing.
It.
It's great.
But,
and I love you for helping me with that, Robin. I want to thank you, brother.
Thanks,
anyways.
Man. No worries at all. Like, I've learned a lot from you, not you, Rob.
I've always been drunk when I met you, Rob.
It's fine.
On, try
it's
and
fine.
Deny that, Tom. Try and deny that.
I love you,
that.
Rob Thomas. Shut up. You're awesome.
So
dude.
Before
very
you,
funny.
Before you go, though, guys, tell people where they can find you and like plug anything you want
in
to.
In my bedroom, crying, slowly, whittling away, waiting for the disease to find out if I'll survive or not.
Yeah, like, your Twitter handle's on screen, so people can see that. Rob, you got anything you want to plug, mate?
Just your podcast. If you're into American football, get into it. Far From Lambardi, it's called. Find it anywhere you want. If you're into American footy, it's like it's a UK voice for American footy. Basically, we just swear and gamble. So that's all that is.
Beautiful stuff. Cool, yeah, man. So I'll check that out, guys. Thanks so much for being here. It is appreciated. If you've watched this to this point, you owe some money to the Trussell Trust, basically. There's a link to donate below this. We're collecting donations while I'm doing this for the Trussell Trust. They provide meals for people who need them, and at the moment, we need it more than ever. So do help out. Chuck some quid in there. If you're still working and you could afford it. If not, don't worry about it. Maybe go get yourself a meal from them. I don't know.
I think people will, Rob. That's a great charity to be doing shit.
It's
one of the reasons I'm on this one. You
God, man, cheers. Like, no, I appreciate it. It's not like, basically, my girlfriend's paying the bills because she's still working, so like I can afford to give all my donations away. You know, like, it's her magnanimous gesture, really, not mine. I'm back here every day for 20. Check out all the other episodes. They're all on Spotify as well. If you want to listen to them while if you're still working, you can do that. And
if
subscribe
the lockdown continues, Rob, I'm coming back on, buddy.
Do it, man. Do it. I'm doing these till we can go outside every weekday. So, you'll be welcome anytime, either of you, obviously. Thank you so much for being here. I think that's all I've got
Take
to say
care,
to you. I'll be back tomorrow. See you later. This has been Living La Vida Lockdown. See you later, guys. Been beautiful.
Fuck off, we're self-isolated.